I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1479, Lost in Leviticus. If you've ever read or maybe just tried to read through the Bible in a year, you know, you start in Genesis and you kind of make your way through and you get to certain Old Testament books and they seem so different from your world. They seem so bizarre. You don't really even understand what it's trying to say. Leviticus is one of those books, and that's because it wasn't written to you. As I say many times, the Bible wasn't written to us, but it was written for us. And books like Leviticus, with the different law codes about what to eat and what to wear, and all of that seems very strange to us. Does it apply to us today? What do we do if we find ourselves lost in Leviticus? As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments, loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And you know, we want to do what God wants us to do, but was that written to us? Is that for us? And how do we live that out today if it is? Well, first understand, the Torah was written to give structure to holiness. It was for God's people to live set apart, holy lives in their day, in their culture, in their generation, in the midst of people all around them who worshiped all kinds of idols and other gods. They were not intended to be laws for all people at all times. They described the current Israel situation. They were there to show the reputation that Yahweh wishes to portray for himself through his people who were called by his name right then and right there. God is restructuring their world toward holiness because Yahweh is living in their midst. Dr. John Walton said, Torah is situated in the context. It's situated in the ancient world. It's not for all worlds at all times. It's situated in the covenant between Yahweh and Israel. We're not part of that covenant. Only Israel was part of that covenant. We have our own covenant in Jesus the Messiah. The Levitical laws were for their time in their world with their covenant with Yahweh, and they were about social order, about certain worship practices that would bring honor and glory to Yahweh so that his reputation would be lifted up, so that his holiness would be known in the world through the people called by his name. That's what the Torah is all about. Again from John Walton, the Torah offers Israel wisdom to guide them in forging an identity that correlates with the holy status they were given when they were designated the people of God. You say, okay, Pastor Tim, but what does Torah do for us today in our world in 2024? Well, the Torah offers us wisdom to understand the scope and the range of holiness, to guide us in forging an identity that correlates with the holy status we've been given in Jesus as the people of God. So here's the great question. In what ways should we deal with the laws of Leviticus? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your written word. Remind us that the Bible wasn't written to us, but it was written for us. And that means the first readers, the originally intended audience, would have viewed it and applied it in ways that we simply can't sometimes and we simply don't comprehend. But it is for us. It's your word. So help us to rightly divide your word so that we can live in holiness, the holiness that you've always asked of your people. And thank you most of all for Jesus, the Word made flesh. We see in him what it means to be fully holy, to be fully devoted to your will in the real world. By your Spirit, help us to live out your will in our world. For your glory and honor, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1480. In the meantime, my goal is that today will help us understand if we're wondering, how are we supposed to keep the Old Testament law, and can we even do it? Or which parts are relevant to me and which parts aren't? We can take the wisdom of the Torah, friends, and see the holiness that God is looking for, and apply it appropriately in our lives, in our world, in our generation. It helps us if we find ourselves Lost in Leviticus.